Good morning, WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. My name is Charlie Driver. This is Pop and Circumstance, your favorite stop for eclectic hits and some up-and-coming oldies at 7 a.m. on Thursday mornings. We're back again. I survived the week. Survived being a really, really casual Jew in the first part of Passover, which is, it's no surprise given that I am still eating bread, unlike most other Jews at Tufts. But that's what being from Westchester will get you. We have a fun show coming up. I'll play some music, you know, I'll talk a bit, the usual, but the usual is always fun. As I'll just fade out of pomp and circumstance there. And so, let's get straight down to the music. This is by the Saw Doctors, an Irish band. This is called Red Cortina.
Outside the town, pretty name I can't remember. Christmas party, 77. Heartbeat like an earthly drummer.
Serving the middle class. Yeah, it's a clean routine. Watching the clothes. delegates through the final rinse. There goes my Saturday night. I come without a fight. Watching the cars go round, watching the cars go round, watching the cars go round.
Jam there with Liza Radley. Before that, we had The Pretenders with Washing the Clothes. That's from the album Learning to Crawl, released in 1984. And even before that, preceding that, the first song I played was The Saw Doctors, an Irish band. That was their song Red Cortina. I'll sing a powerful song. The Saw Doctors are a band that I was exposed to. They're one of the only bands, actually, that I was exposed to by my parents. They had a Saw Doctor CD of All the Way from Chum, and we would always listen to it in the car. And I got quite into it. And it, I think it was the first album that I ever purchased on iTunes after I got my first iPod Nano, back when they were sort of squarish. And it was the first iPod generation that you could watch videos on. Which was a huge thing, but the screen was so small that you wouldn't want to watch a video on it at all. So I stuck to music. And the music I stuck to was The Saw Doctors. And Red Cortina, that album, Sing a Powerful Song, was that album that I purchased. And I remember I purchased it the day before, I think, a Mets game. And I went off to the Mets game, and on the way back, I listen to that album rather than converse with my family, with the people who reared me. So that's the story. But you're probably here for music and not my nostalgic stories. Nostalgic from a 19-year-old, which is something. It's bold. I'll give it that. But yeah, you're here for the music, and let's jump off the Mets angle for a sec. And the Mets used to play at Shea Stadium, and one of the biggest bands to ever play Shea Stadium, one of the most famous live performances there. No, it's not the Beatles, although they're one of them. It's the Clash, and this one is straight to hell. This is a live recording. Enjoy.
Kentucky Drag Ragtime USA. In Parkland International. Ha! Junkie USA. Where Pearl came through the purest rock man groove. Rat poison.
John Lydon there, formerly of the Sex Pistols, telling us that anger is an energy that is public image limited with their song Rise. That's from the album Album. Before that, we had the Buzzcocks, Ever Fallen in Love with Someone You Shouldn't Have Fallen in Love With. And before that, we had the live version of the Clash's song Straight to Hell, originally off the Combat Rock album. That's a long, long jam, basically decrying the colonial system. And specifically the war in Vietnam. Really powerful political song. And a lot of really good punk on that bit there. And a lot of those are protest songs, or trying to bring you to protest, and that's kind of the basis of punk. And that's something that, in my opinion, we've kind of lost since. There haven't been any good protest songs of the Trump era, necessarily. I would say there's one or two that I've found, but having some of the pop songs that try and protest don't necessarily work as well. The best protest song that I could think of would probably be A Tribe Called Quest, and their, what's it called? The second track off of their new album, which is We the People. I think that would be the best example of a Trump-era protest song, but we've still got a ways to go in the presidency, so I hope to see some more good ones. And maybe a little comeback of punk, perhaps. We're going to take it in a slightly different direction now, but we're going to keep that sort of harder rock aspect. But this is a softer cover of a harder rock song. This is Blitzkrieg Bop, but performed not by the Ramones, but by the Beautiful South.
We'll be right back. emergencies, like the storm. When it kicked in, we had a plan.
Separated.
We were able to get in touch with each other in no time.
We had no idea how to find each other.
My husband kept the kids occupied.
Tried calling our son, but there was no reception. Everything was down.
I felt like breaking down and crying, everything very
but
well.
I had to try and stay calm.
The whole experience was fine.
Was the most frightening 10 hours of my life.
It was kind of like a little family adventure.
Every mother hopes will never happen to her.
I remember the relief of being together.
I realized he was out there all alone.
If there's one piece of advice I'd offer other moms out there, it's to stay calm and keep to the plan.
Some parents plan ahead, some don't. Make sure you know where to find your family in an emergency. Start your plan at ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The man who sailed around his soul from east to west, from pole to pole, with eager as his drunken captain greed, the mutineer had trapped all reason in the hold. The man who walked across his heart and took no compass, guide or chart, to rope and tie his blood congealed, when he found himself revealed of the cold.
XTC with The Man Who Sailed Around His Soul off of their semi-concept album, Skylarking. That's a great album. One of my favorites, actually. And just like we took it in a different direction back then, we took it in a sort of jazzy direction there. Before that, we had the Beautiful South cover of Blitzkrieg Bop from the album Gold Diggers, Head Nodders, and Folk Songs. That's a good album. If you're looking for a covers album, you can't go wrong there. A lot of great covers, great songs that really turn whole songs on their heads. but in the best sort of way that only a cover can do. Next up, we're going to get more jazzy and more bluesy, if you will. This is one of the titans of music. This is Ray Charles.
Shorty and old Julep Joe, I'm telling you, it's the goneest place in time. Thank you.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else, I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, find a way.
Naked and wretched and retching on a hotel bathroom floor, somewhere in the city. 3 days not sleeping, not eating, not feeling good anymore. Don't you sweat and self-pity now, it's not a pretty sight. What to say? I'm shaking, it's taking a long, long time to come down. I'm prescribed medication, trying to remember my reasons for running myself into the ground with such dedication. What to say in my defense? I was in perfect tense. I used to have such balance, but I
waiting for Kirsten, me and Joel, 'cause we found out the name of her hotel, with a folk girl and an evening paper, in which she spelled out my name letter by letter. Well, I grew up outside the city, where the local Estrella chips factory. I'd pave the way to your grave and to your destiny. So what can a suburban boy like me do when she mentions me? It's a compromise, a portion of his dignity. Another club, another beer, another hour. Squint at the clock up at the church tower. What you doing here, you think? I heard she's filming with Von Trier. Hey Clara, how's your night? Did you know about Kirsten? Have you seen her? She says, yeah, she was here, but she was turned away at the door. I know, I can't believe no one told her before that in Gothenburg we don't have VIP lights. In Gothenburg we don't make a fuss about who you are. In Gothenburg we don't have VIP lights. Then I bit my tongue and the taste of blood was so strong. 'Cause times are changing, Kirsten. Yet the Elvis slowly reversing. They turned a youth center into a casino. They drew a swastika in your cappuccino. And the VIP lines are not to the clubs, but to healthcare apartments and jobs. Hey buddy, can I borrow $5,000? 'Cause my dad's in chemo and they wanna take him off his plan. I said in Gothenburg we don't have VIP lights. I said in Gothenburg you're not worth less and you're not worth any more. I said in Gothenburg we don't have VIP lights. But then I bit my tongue and the taste of blood was so strong. Night, me and Joel went back and sat outside her hotel and drank beer after beer till the sun came up. And since she didn't show up, Joel said I had to man up and write a note of affection and leave it in the reception. And I wrote this confession with the lipstick from his girlfriend on the back of a receipt. The receptionist said I was drunk and asked me to leave.
Jens Lekman, An Argument With Myself is the album. That song is Waiting for Kirsten. And we've got just about time for one last song, but that'll do it for me. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, coming to you from our studio at Tufts University, where you should come see Desire Under the Elms tonight and Saturday night. It's the Tufts Drama and Dance Department's final department show of the year. I am in it. I am great. I play a farmer. It's a lot. It's a good time. It's relentlessly depressing, but in a good way. And you can come. You can get your tickets in the Edelman box office at $1 tonight and $10 or $15, depending on whether you're a Tufts student, on Saturday. Everyone should be there. But right now, here is the Punch Brothers with their song, $100.
Pinball game. Oh, what a summer. make believe. The hearts are run out of their sleeves. Oh, what a summer to lie on the violet, or the guys that ask for your number. Oh, would you wonder why, if I paid $100 for a chance to see you cry, and $100 more to see you cry again, instead of singing, no, nobody's woven to the touch that how much you'll never. The city girls around.
Oh, it was beautiful, but it fell too soon. Took a few good men and left these city guys.
Who would pay $100 for the chance to see you cry, and $100 more to see you cry again instead of singing?
No, nobody's warmer to the touch than I thought you'll never.
Radio. WMA.